This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Eagles and the Cowboys go tonight, and I've heard people talking all week long about how critical this matchup is. How absolutely important this matchup is in the NFC East. And sometimes I wonder if sports media has amnesia. Because I will make some bold predictions right now. Tonight's game will not determine the winner of the NFC East. It won't be the reason. Because I'm going to tell you who wins the NFC East right now. The Philadelphia Eagles are winning the NFC East. It doesn't matter who wins tonight. The Eagles are going to win the NFC East. Now I'm going to base that on the fact that they've played six games. The teams are dead even. But the Cowboys have had the Mickey Mouse Club portion of their schedule, which is how the Cowboys managed to get the 3-0. The Cowboys' only wins were playing the Mickey Mouse Club. The trifecta of Giants, Dolphins, Redskins in a three-week period. Which, honestly, there are local high schools in the Atlanta area that have played three tougher games in a matter of 3 weeks than what the Cowboys did when they got off to the 3-0 start. You remember when Kellen Moore was the genius and when Jason Garrett was absolutely, you know, reinventing the game. People thought that. Yeah, they did. People thought that. I always admire the over-the-top stuff that people come up with beginning of the season. The drastic opinions that everybody gets. I always wonder if people have amnesia, and I'll tell you why. Do you know what happened last year? The Dallas Cowboys won the division, hosted a playoff game, and beat the Seattle Seahawks. Do you know what the Cowboys' record was after 8 weeks last year, Shep?
Not good.
3-5. Yet they won the division and then won a playoff game in the wild card weekend round. Do you know what the Eagles' record was, Shep, after 10 games last year?
Better than the Cowboys.
No, it wasn't.
It wasn't?
They were 4-6. The Eagles were 4-6 after 10 weeks. The Eagles made the playoffs, and the Eagles won a playoff game. We do things, and guess what? I fall victim to this, too. I'm not trying to be just critical of the people who have this opinion, because believe me, listen every week for 4 hours. You're going to get yours full of stupid opinions in retrospect when we go back and look at them. But anybody who is making tonight's game out to be some desperate affair for the Dallas Cowboys or the Philadelphia Eagles doesn't pay attention. These are two really talented clubs. These are two clubs that last year showed you at 3-5 and 4-6 that they weren't buried, they weren't debacles, and that they had a chance to not only win a playoff game, but then got to the next round. You remember, the Cowboys could have beaten the Rams on the road, and the Eagles absolutely could have beaten the Saints on the road. So not only did they both go and win playoff games after 3-5 and 4-6 starts, 3-5 and 4-6, think about that, to be 4-6 at Thanksgiving, that's atrocious. But the talent rose to the top and the coaching rose to the top and they found their way in and then they found a way to win a playoff game. So when you're watching tonight's game, and I'm sure that Chris Collinsworth is going to tell you 5,000 times how critical this game is in the NFC East. when it's an absolute joke, because I'm already spoiling it for you. The Eagles are winning the NFC East. The only question is whether the Cowboys grab themselves a wild card. Now, should the Cowboys lose tonight, they're digging themselves another hole, and I'm not sure it's going to be as easy to dig out of it because this year the NFC is better. The NFC North is better, top to bottom, than it was last year. So you're going to have some problems. You have two teams in the NFC South that could go to the postseason. You have two of the best teams in the NFC and the NFC West. This is a different year. You start out 4-6 this year. My guess is you're not going to be able to sneak in on the last weekend of the season like the Eagles did last year. But if anybody is painting this as a must-win tonight or anything like that, that's ridiculous.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.